Well, welcome to Watford. It's a fantastic club that's already doing well. Tell us the reasons for coming here.
When I left Brighton, I thought I would come to the Championship only to four or five clubs, and Watford was one of them. And when I had the offer, I didn't think another thing than to come here.
What do you see when you see Watford?
Yeah, I know the owner. I know the way that the club wants to go, and I know the squad. For me, we have fantastic players, and I wanted to work with them.
The second in the table, so you come at a time when they're going well as it is.
Yeah, I like to start well, but I also like to finish well. I think it's very important to start well, but to finish well, it's much important because it's a long race. The Championship is a long race, and we want to arrive at the end of the season in a good shape.
You were being linked with the Leeds job as well, but when Watford's interest came apparent, was your mind made up?
I don't want to speak about other offers. I had several offers. I was really happy to have these several offers because they came from big clubs. But as I told you before, I liked the squad. When I came here, the atmosphere was amazing. Watford has amazing fans, and the way that the club wants to go made the difference to come here.
You obviously know a lot about Watford when you were with Brighton. What did you make of them then, and do you see them being slightly different now?
Okay, when we played at home, we played under Gianfranco, and they played differently than the last that they played with under the last manager. But I know most of the players. I know their abilities, and I'm sure that we can improve the players as individual. We can improve as a team, and we will try everything to finish at in the top six. For me, it's a good challenge to finish in the top six two seasons in a row. I know it's not easy, but I like the challenge.
You made the playoffs with Brighton. Do you think you can go one further with Watford and get in the top two?
Yeah, we will try everything. Our idea is to improve on last season. I know they finished 13, but we will try to reach the top six. We will do our best to try to achieve this.
Big expectations, particularly with the summer arrivals. Vidra came back, and Andrews and Dyer. It's almost the squad is there for success. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, we've got a strength in depth and a competition for places, and it will be good for a manager to have all these kind of headaches. But obviously, in the Championship, there are a lot of good teams, good clubs. They want to achieve the same as us. But I am comfortable with the situation because I know it's a tough competition, top teams. But I trust in the players.
You left Brighton. Was that just because you didn't feel you were supported enough?
I am in Watford. I want to speak about Watford, not about Brighton. I have a lot of friends there. We had a full crowd all the games. I think we played a decent football. We achieved the playoff. It's not easy to achieve the playoff two seasons in a row, and we did it. I am very proud of the job I did there.
Watford fans might want to kind of understand your philosophy as far as football is concerned.
My philosophy is to try to win as many games as possible. Yeah, this is my philosophy. Always, it depends on the players that you have. You can play one style, you can play another style. But my philosophy is always to play attacking football. If you have enough attacking players to play like this.
And formation-wise, are you one that can adapt and you play different systems?
Yeah. I think with the players we have in the squad, we can play different formations. And I will try to choose the best one for each game. I am open-minded coach, manager. I think we can play a different formation.
Your time in Israel, do you want to talk about that? Was it just something that cropped up?
No, for me it's difficult to talk about this because there were a lot of people who died. And what I can I say? I suffer some things, but it's nothing if you compare this with other families who had a lot of people died in the war.
Mm. Has that experience maybe changed your mindset as to where football is in the scheme of things?
Sometimes, but I always have my feet on the floor. But it was a very good experience. I like Tel Aviv. I like the people there. Maccabi fans were amazing with me. We won the championship after 10 years, and for me it's a fantastic play to stay.
Just a final one from me. With the Watford players you have here, do you feel that you almost don't need to strengthen them because they should be good enough for you this season?
Yeah, we will see during the season because, as I said, we have a lot of games to play. Here you play Saturdays, Tuesday. We have some players in the national teams, and I'm happy with the squad. But you always have to be prepared for something because something can happen during the season.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Welcome from BBC London to the club, Oscar.
Thank you.
The first thing I want to ask you, is there anything you've noticed perhaps the Watford lack as a club that you think you might be able to bring to the table as a new coach?
As a club? Yeah, I'm here only two days to answer better this question, but from what I've seen, everything is fine, and what we need to do is to keep going like this, to follow this way, and we will see at the end of the season where we are.
And can you say as well, obviously there was quite a sort of public disagreement between some of the senior players at Watford and Cennino before he departed. Is it a fresh start now? Is this the way you're viewing it?
Yeah, for me it's important to know what has happened in the past. I have spoken with some players. I will speak with all the players because I want to make sure what happened, and we'll try to solve all this problem.
And is there any particular lessons you learned from your time at Brighton? Any particular lessons you learned in your time coaching Brighton?
What I learned
that you might bring to Watford?
Yeah, I learned it's a tough competition. that we need to be prepared to play a lot of games, but for me it's an amazing competition, a championship with full crowds, with atmosphere in all the stadiums, and I am looking forward to play my first game as a manager here at home.
And what about facing Brighton? What's your feeling?
As I said before, I have some friends there, but when you play against a team, you can think, I am playing against Brighton, I'm playing against Blackburn. What do you want to do is to win the game, and after I will shake a lot of hands, but always after the game.